Well, time to talk about basketball. It's Wednesday at 7:30. Coach Reeves joins us, the head basketball coach for the Bobcats. I don't have any fingernails left after last night's game there, Coach.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was an exciting night. It was one that we didn't really know what to expect, being that we've had one practice and our guys have been out for the last 10 days in quarantine. So we didn't know what our conditioning level was going to be like, and our depth as it is pretty low right now with a couple of guys hurt. So nonetheless, the guys went out and battled for four quarters, and I'm not surprised to see that kind of fight in those guys. That's what they've shown all year amidst a number of different distractions and bumps in the road. They've continued to just fight every single night out, and they do that because they love playing for each other, and they have a lot of passion for the game. So that's what's carried us through a lot of these distractions.
Well, that final 42-40 last night down there at Littlefield, and you got them in the weight room right now getting after it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the biggest thing I've learned about this team is, you know, they do like routine, and so we try to stay on routine as best we can. I think it's something that these guys need. It's something that they embrace, and so although we got in kind of late last night and had a great win, you know, we know we still got a lot of games ahead of us, and we're going to take it one game at a time. And so, yeah, we're right back at it this morning, going to work, trying to get better.
Well, no losses in district play, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a good run for us so far. We've put ourselves in a pretty good position for the back half of district to see if we can, you know, go get that district title. That's the goal. It's been the goal all year, and these kids are hungry for it. I think that was a great example last night. Again, facing the situation that we've been in this past week, you know, you're playing seven guys, one of which is coming off the virus, and you don't know what that's all going to look like. And those guys just showed up and answered the call like they've done all through district up to this point. We really want to credit that, to our pre-district schedule too. It was something that we took a lot of pride in. We wanted to schedule some quality opponents and be in some close ball games. And if you look back at our schedule, that's exactly what we got and more. So we did a lot of growing. At one point we were 2-7 this year, and we knew we were going to take our lumps and we were going to have to go through some growing spurts, and the kids, like I said, they just keep showing up every day and keep trying to get better. They're resilient and they're coachable, and they believe in what we're doing. So we're trending in the right direction. Our job is to continue to do that and see if we can't play our best ball on the back end of the season and the most important time of the season.
All right, highlight some of those players last night that were scrapping around, because I call this Bobcat team a scrappy team.
Absolutely.
So who are some of the players you want to touch on this morning?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a number of guys that we could recognize. Octavian Beatty, our senior, kind of our anchor down under the rim. Defensive player of the year last year in a tough district with Bushland and Canadian, and he's come on and just done an incredible job leading this group. Not only in his work ethic, he shows up every day, he's consistent, and our kids really latch on to him. And so he's been a big piece to the puzzle. He's had to be patient with these young guys. You know, we start three sophomores at times, and he's had to learn how to play with this new group, and I'm just so proud of him, proud of his patience and his leadership and his trust and belief in his coaches and his teammates. He's done a really good job leading us this year.
Well, you got three games this week, man.
Yeah, we got a full schedule. We're loaded up, so we've got minimal practice time, and so we've got to take advantage of every minute we have leading up to a Brownfield team that we haven't seen yet, and is sitting in second place in this district and can really score the basketball. They shoot it really well, and you allow a team like that to get hot, they'll be hard to keep up with. And so we're going to have to do a good job defensively of running those guys off the 3-point line and finishing possessions with rebounds. And then we got to turn around the next day and play a Friona team that's you know, playing with nothing to lose. And they always play Dimmitt well. And so, you know, we've got to respect that opponent as well and get ready. And then, you, like you said, you turn around a couple of days later and you got another one. So we're just going to keep our head down, take it one game at a time, and enjoy the ride.
All right, you got a Saturday afternoon game, so some people maybe can't see the Bobcats play during the week. Have a chance Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for the community to come out. Hopefully Saturday's a nice day, not too cold, and we've got a powerlifting meet going on that day here on campus, and so there'll be a couple of different activities going on, and so I think it's going to be a fun day for everybody, and that's what our guys want at the end of the day. Ultimately, the more people we put in the stands, the better they play, and so I know they really appreciate and want and need that support.
So is it going to be the Chiefs or the Buccaneers in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Chiefs, unfortunately. As much as I like Tom Brady, I just think that, you know, he's gotten them as far as they could go. I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Tyreek Hill are some of the best players the NFL has to offer, and I think he might have met his match come Super Bowl Sunday. But
we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, good luck Friday and Saturday, man, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for having me on this morning.